And you want to look at what are the character traits that they display that's most significant, that means the most to you. And then you want to incorporate those character traits into your company. In other words, if they always pay on time, do everything you can to pay things on time. If they're very courteous, go out of your way to put more courteousness in there. Whatever you see your greatest customer as being, the character traits, try to incorporate those character traits into your company so you resonate and draw more people like them into your company. If they are a higher standard of lifestyle, then try to raise the standard of where you do your business and the quality of the products that you serve. And then you start drawing those people that have that type of business. So target your market. Ask, who is it that's my customer? Where do they come from? Why would they come? Where am I going to go after them? How am I going to go after them? And what am I going to get from them? Make sure you ask quality questions to target your market. Next, when you're selling things to people, make sure that you take every product, service, idea you have, every product, and fill out this form. I showed a doctor who had a product that was dealing with back supports, and he was selling, and he sold about $200,000 worth of back supports the year that I started consulting with him. And I had him fill out this form in front of his five employees that were sales, five salespeople. They and this person and myself worked on filling out this form. We took each product that he sold, and we found out the benefits of the product, the features of the product, the uniquenesses of the product. Why is it unique? What's its uniqueness? The advantages of that product over any other product that's competitive, the values of that product, and the utility of the product and how it served people. And we filled out an entire page on one product. What's another benefit of the product? Another benefit of the product? Another benefit of the product? How else can people utilize it? What is another way they can use it? What is another way they can use it? What feature is about it that makes it stand out? What's unique about it? What is the advantage over anybody else's product? And we fill this thing out until we have an entire page on just that one product. What this does is increases the network and association in the brain of value of the product. So the salesperson now is loaded with values when they're selling it. They receive less objections, less resistance, because they know so many values and so much benefits to it that it's easier to sell. This little form right here is a gold mine if you fill it out. The benefits, the features, the uniquenesses, the advantages, the values, and the utilities of that product, service, or idea. If this is filled out on every product, take one product, fill this out, do it thoroughly, and watch the sales go up in that product. Every person that fills that up, there will be an increase in sales in that product. Another thing that's valuable is on every product that you sell, you want to target who you want to sell it to, and you want to do a collapse process on the product. In other words, everything that a client could resist in buying it, you want to write down every negative thing that the client throws at it and what they dislike about the product or what they could object. Well, it's too expensive. Well, I don't think I can use that. Every possible objection that a person could throw at you about that product, and write down 5 or 10 benefits of the product to solve that objection. In other words, have a contingency for their reaction. Every objection, have 5 contingencies for a reaction. So if they say, I can't afford, you know what to say. You're prepared. Prepare your contingencies for every objection. Every night before you go to bed, my advice is to ask yourself a number of questions. One, what worked, what didn't work today? What worked, what didn't work today? So you can continue to add to your accountability checklist. And then every customer that you served, every client that you sold to or did service for, you want to write down a quick, what did it teach me? What did they teach me? And write a one-line thank you letter to them. A one-line thank you letter to each person you served. If you will do this, you will metaphysically keep in communion with this person. And whatever you think about and whatever you think about, you tend to bring about. One last thing before we take another questions and answers now is if you go into your office and you feel like you've got to go there, your business is on its way to breaking down. If you go in there because you want to go in there, your business is going to break even. If you go in there because you're inspired and love going in there, your business is about to break through to a new level. So, you want to read your own mission statement and make sure your values are linked so you want to go to work. Because remember, if you're not inspired about working and inspired about seeing clients, they're not going to be inspired about seeing you. If you're not inspired about selling them a product, they're not going to be inspired about buying it. The world around you is going to reflect the inspiration within you.